You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Variety of ways you can reach out to us. One of the simplest is if you're a member of the Facebook. Just go on there and search for Dom and Jeremy. You should become friends with us there anyway. Jeremy posts all sorts of killer things on there every single day.
Please become friends with us on there. Please. We're begging you.
We beg of you. You can also, if you just want to send us old-fashioned email, go to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top of the page. And you can reach out to us that way. This is from a woman named May. She wrote in and said, Dom and Jeremy, our friends got a kitten last year, but have realized it's not working out for them. My husband and I have taken in the cat, but I hate the name they gave him. I want to change the name, but my husband says that you can't rename a pet who's 18 months old. Wondering if you and your listeners have opinions on that. Thanks, May. Now, I did write back because I wanted to know what the current name is and what she is thinking of renaming.
Yes, we have to know.
But I'm going to withhold that information.
You name tease.
For right now. Because I'm afraid people will call in and they'll only vote based on the names. Where okay. It's more about the issue. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So I'll tell you what the cat's current name is and what she wants to rename it. But let's find out what people think first about renaming an animal that's a year and a half old. Now, didn't you do this with one of your dogs?
So I actually sat down with Knick Knack last night. We were kind of talking about this because I knew it was coming up today. And we figured out our past three animals, we've changed their name.
Oh.
The past three. So if you go in the Wayback Machine years ago when we picked up our cat, who was we named Chloe, she was originally named Tippy when we bought her from the shelter.
Tippy? The drunk cat?
Which, looking back, I kind of like Tippy now better than Chloe. Anyway, may she rest.
Name regret.
We had a dog named Olive that was originally named Diamond when we got her. And then most recently... Yeah, right. That's one of the reasons we changed it. Because it did sound like a stripper name. Most recently, we picked up our little Goldie Fawn, whose name was Jada when we got her from the shelter.
I like Jada.
Yeah, Jada was fine. I like Goldie Fawn because it's kind of funny. So we did all those. I mean, Goldie's 8 months. Olive was almost 2 years old. And then Chloe the cat, I mean, it was from the Dumb Friends League. We didn't really know. We'll say maybe a year old, I guess, when we got her.
Now, I don't want this
and
also
they were
to...
Fine.
I don't want this to turn into a dogs versus cats thing. But I will say this, that I would be hesitant to rename a dog... But I wouldn't with a cat, only because cats don't generally come when you... I know there are exceptions, but cats generally don't come when you call them. They don't really care what you're calling them. They probably have their own name in their head, and they just can't be bothered with stupid humans trying to give them names. So for whatever reason...
You could just call a cat, cat.
That's why I'm a cat person, is because I like their badass attitude. I think they have the superior attitude, but that's another day, another argument. But I think for a dog, it would be confusing for that animal.
It does definitely take a little while before they get used to it. I know, like, it's kind of a jerk move what my kids do. Like, every now and then, they'll go and say, Jada to Goldie, trying to see if she'll come with that name. And I'm like, guys, don't confuse her. Now, she's been Goldie with us for months. So don't be little jerks to the dog, essentially. So I don't know, the kids kind of confuse her. So,
You know, but I also am of the opinion that Josh,
there you go. All right.
God. I'm also of the opinion that many times with a dog, it doesn't matter what you call them. It's your inflection. It's your tone of voice.
Sure it is.
We've talked about this on the show in years gone by, that if you walk in and you say, like, your dog's name, you know, was Olive, right? So if you walked in and said, Olive, what are you doing? She's going to come running over. But if you walked in and you said, carburetor,
turd biscuit, Cheese biscuit.
Yeah, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
I mean, the dog's going to react the same way. I think it's inflection. It's your tone of voice.
Sure it is. Sure. It totally is.
So it almost doesn't matter what you name any pet. It's just how you, because we all talk to pets. I do it too. I mean, with Niles the Weirdo,
oh, yeah,
I find myself adopting a tone.
It's the baby talk tone.
Well, it's not even baby talk. It's just I have my almost like my own language with this cat. So.
All right, we do have a call, it looks like.
Are we going to take this call first?
If you want
We'll take the call first, and then we're going to go to a break and take more. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's Lillian on the phone. Lillian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about renaming a pet?
Well, I had a friend who got a dog from a shelter, and this dog was always called Damn It. Damn it, get over here. Damn it, get over here. So since the family had two small children, they renamed it Daisy.
Oh, Daisy.
How did the dog do with the new name?
I don't think it took a while for her to get used to it, but with all the love and
yes,
it was still
just
young.
Needed some love, damn it.
Lillian, thanks for the call. Have
funny.
A fun day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Appreciate you being on the show.
She's cute.
They were young children.
The young children. Damn it, dog. Damn it. Mama.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The question is, should you rename a pet who's 18 months old, or does it screw with their heads? Look, we've had listeners who have renamed their children.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
we've had those
even
emails.
Older than that.
Yep.
303-691-1649. We'll laugh with you now.
It's your boy, Dom and Jeremy.
Press the blast off button.
I love my boys in the morning.
Got your mind bender in about 15 minutes. That's coming up. We're talking about this note we got from May. She wanted to know about renaming a cat that's about 18 months old that they got from some friends. Jeremy says he's renamed multiple animals in his house.
Sure, yeah.
I was saying that I don't think it matters with a cat. It would with a dog, I think, but not with a cat. And Wendy wrote in. She goes, I agree. Dogs might be bothered by this, but cats probably don't care at all. And she says, I call my cat a different name all the time, and she just blinks at me.
Cat's like, whatever, human. I don't have time for you.
I don't even care if you're alive or not. So
I will say, I mean, we've never done it 18 months deep, though, into the dog's life with that name. You know, we've
you think that would
flipped
make a
it pretty quick, so I don't know, at 18 months.
Yeah.
Here's a letter from Carrie. She says, boys, we got a dog from a shelter, and her name was Peaches. We hated it so much we named her Sadie. We call her by her new name all the time. Funny thing is, she never comes to us if she's out running in the backyard or at a park. But if I yell Peaches, she comes running back.
Oh.
It's been like this for 5 years. She still knows her original name. It's like she hates her new name.
That's funny.
That's from Carrie. So if the dog's not coming, she just reverts back to Peaches.
The
dog comes.
What? Piggybacking off of that, listen to this note from Michael, because it might apply to Peaches.
Okay.
Michael said, I would advise against doing this. We renamed a dog we got from the Dumb Friends League, and I swear the dog acted depressed for a long time. It broke our hearts, and so we went back to its original name, and the dog perked up and was happy again. So I'd tell your listener to be careful renaming the cat.
Yeah, I hate my name.
This is probably just humans projecting onto the animal.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah, I mean, come on.
Because I feel like a lot of times these dogs come into the shelters and they don't have names. So they've just got a name person there probably, right? That slaps
right.
names on these
right.
dogs.
Yeah,
so come
they might
on.
Have a book that they just go through.
Right.
It's like naming hurricanes.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the next one up is Peaches. So.
Yeah. So I don't know about that one.
And then Teresa says, our family renamed every dog we ever got, and I think they were happy because they hated their original name. Mm-hmm. Again. I don't think the dog.
What are you judging this by, like tail wags? Or
that might be.
Maybe.
Looking into those beautiful brown eyes.